Welcome to the December 19th, 2010, 11 o'clock worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's message is by the Reverend Raymond Smith and is entitled, The Angel's Christmas Confession. Today's music is by Channels. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now, for our worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to College Park. We are so glad that you are here for worship today. A few announcements that we'll make as before we get started. We would like to find out who is in worship with us today. The way we do that are the pew pads that you'll find on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests to fill that out. Write your name down, check the appropriate boxes, give us any contact information that you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out. Once it gets to the end of the pew, if you could send it back to the first person. We do ask the first person, once it gets back to you, if you could tear out the pages that were used today, that will help our ushers collect those at the end of the service. A couple of reminders about today's service. It is White Christmas when our church has collected items for the giving out to various families that our Sunday school classes are working with. The way we celebrate this as a part of our worship service is we have select people in that from our church to bring down their White Christmas gift and place them under the tree. Well, place them at the altar. You want them at the altar or the tree? Where would you like them? There's no altar. Since there is no altar, we're going to put them on that tree. Okay, so if you're the one that's bringing their White Christmas present, we want you to put them underneath this tree here by the Advent wreath during hymn number 100, which is the first hymn of the day. Let's see. Also, it's children's time today. It's right after that first hymn. We are asking all the children to come down here and meet with me for just a few minutes for children's time. You'll notice several or just a few opportunities for the week, being a week of Christmas. The schedule, the calendar is kind of toned down a little bit. Just a couple things to make note of. The Sanctuary Choir, you are going caroling on Wednesday night. It says in the bulletin Tuesday night at 6:30. That actually should have been Wednesday night at 6:30. So we want you to make note of that. Also, there are no family night activities this Wednesday. And the office is closed Thursday and Friday with the Christmas Eve service Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So we hope that you bring your family and you come and be a part of Christmas Eve service this coming Friday afternoon. Next Sunday is College Sunday. It's when our college students, they take over. They are thankful for their exam packs that they got about 3 weeks ago, and they're going to come, and those who are in town are going to come and to lead that service, and they're going to let me know when they're going to be in town, right? College students that are in the balcony that I sent a message to, and shake your head like this. If you want an exam pack next time, shake your head like this. They're still not shaking their head. Okay. But next week is College Sunday. It may just be me. I don't know. But College Sunday, next Sunday morning. Let's see. You see the candles behind me are for the missions offering that we are taking during the Advent season for Lottie Moon and the global missions offering. We have collected, as of this morning, $16,777, and our goal is $25,000. So we are well on our way, but we need to finish strong in the next few days. And we appreciate all those who have been able to give and provide for those offerings. Also, Adult 3. We've got exciting news for the education building renovation, which is the building behind me and to my left. We are about to begin the renovation of that bottom floor. We will start that a week from Monday. And so we're asking that make sure that that Adult 3 area is cleared out by next Sunday. So any help that you can provide for that, that would be great. And then your new meeting areas down in the Adult 4 area will start January 2nd. So we know that this announcement has been made to your department, but we just want to make sure you know that. Let me see. Any other announcements? Jason has an announcement.
Good morning. It's become our tradition during Christmas week, as we do during Thanksgiving week, to have a special outreach project for some of our homebound members and nursing home members that can't physically be with us here at College Park. And these deliveries are going to be taking place this week, and I'm coordinating them. As always, as was the case at Thanksgiving, I certainly appreciate all the help, and we had some overwhelming help at Thanksgiving. If you would like to help by making even one delivery or two or three or however many that you would like to make, let me know. These deliveries are going to be ready sometime tomorrow afternoon to be picked up, and you can deliver it any time this week and through the Christmas weekend if you'd like to. It's just something simple that we take to our people and with a word of encouragement, just to let them know that their church family is thinking about them during this season and that we miss them and we pray for them even though they can't be here physically with us. Just a good way for us to show some love to our people. And we're going to be making deliveries probably close to 65 different places. So if you can help, that'd certainly be great. Just let me know, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, I think that's all the announcements we need to make. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. You've already given us your information a few moments ago on the pew pad. If you're a guest, we're especially thankful for your being here. We would like to give something to you. So the ushers are here. If you would just raise your hand, they'll come back down the aisles and give you some information. Inside this packet of information, you'll find a little bit of the story of College Park, a letter from our pastor welcoming you to worship today, and also a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church. So we're especially thankful for your presence in worship this day. As is our custom during Advent, the preparation for celebrating Jesus' coming, we have the Advent wreath that we with candles that we light, and we have families from our congregation that come, and we want to invite the Bonifay family to come and light our Advent wreath this morning.
Good morning. Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 1 through 5. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted in every mountain, and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And in our New Testament this morning, 1 John, the 4th chapter, 7 through 16, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know that we dwell in him, and he in us, and his love is perfected in us. Because he hath given us his Spirit, and that we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Thank you. Ding-a-ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding-a-ding. Ding a ding a ding,
ding a ding,
ding a ding a ding, ding a ding a ding,
ding a ding,
ding dong, ding a ding a ding,
ding a ding,
ding a ding a ding,
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 ding dong. Merrily on high hear the bells ring, merrily the heavens sing. Merrily on high hear the bells ring, o'er the earth they ding dong ding.
Ding a ding,
ding a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding, ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding a ding,
ding
a ding, ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding, ding
a ding, ding
a ding,
ding a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a ding,
ding
a
ding.
Merrily on high hear the bells ring, merrily the heavens sing. Merrily on high hear the bells ring, o'er the earth they ding dong ding. Merrily on high hear the bells ring, merrily the heavens sing. Merrily on high hear the bells ring, o'er the earth they ding dong dong. O'er the earth they ding dong dong,
ding dong
dong.
Ding dong, ding dong,
ding dong, ding dong,
ding dong, ding dong,
ding dong,
ding a ding,
ding a ding a ding
dong.
Merrily they ding dong ding.
Ding ding a ding, ding a ding a ding a ding dong. Ding a ding,
ding
a ding
a ding.
Ding a ding,
ding
a ding a ding.
Ding
a ding,
ding
a ding a ding.
Ding
a ding, ding
a ding
a ding.
Will you pray with me? Father, this morning, the beautiful music has reminded us of why we're here in the first place. To worship you. All the earth sings your praise. For the earth knows its creator. We know who made us. And we know you're alive. And Father, that is enough for us to need. Enough for us to have. To give us purpose to worship you. To know that you are alive. Without you, this service is meaningless. Without you, our songs have no purpose. Our prayers have no direction. So be in this place, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
invite all the kids. Have a seat up here. All right. Oh, Wallace. Good to see everybody this morning. Nice Packers uniform there, Christian. All right. How's everybody this morning? Good? All right, that's good. I have a question. Do you know what day it is this week? It is Sunday. That's right. I was tricking you. Yes. But what happens this week? What's that special day this week? Christmas. That's right. You know, Christians have been celebrating Christmas for a good long time. They've done it in different ways. Have you ever seen a living nativity scene? Do you know what a living nativity scene is? Sam, what is a living nativity scene? That's right. It's a bunch of people get together and they put on costumes and they have animals and things and they put on what happened at the nativity scene. So who are some of the characters that you see? Okay, baby Jesus. Who else? Joseph. Who else? Mary? Okay. The wise men. Okay. Who else? Shepherds. That's right. There's some more. Angels. That's right. Well, these live nativities, they're pretty cool things if you've ever seen one. And there was a music minister back in the 1600s. They were doing live nativity in Germany. Do you know where Germany is? It's a long ways from here. They were doing the music minister was doing live nativity, and the kids at the live nativity, they were so excited about Christmas coming. They just couldn't sit still. Have you ever felt so excited about Christmas that you just couldn't sit still, right? So what he did, he came up with a pretty cool thing. He came up with some candy. This thing right here, a candy cane. It used to be straight. It used to be just straight like that. But he decided to make it with a hook in it. What does that look like? A shepherd's staff. That's right. And he wanted the children to, while they're getting really excited about Christmas, to also remember what Christmas is about. This Christmas, you know, I'm going to give every one of you a candy cane. Okay? Now, I need for you to not... I know that's the most... Wow, it's only like 10 cents, and that's the kind of reaction I get. That's pretty good. I want you to remember this Christmas, when you're really excited about Santa Claus coming and about all the presents that you're going to get, I want you to know and that, you know, when it's hard to sleep Christmas Eve, isn't it hard to sleep Christmas Eve? Because you know something's coming. Just like those kids so long ago who were so excited, and the music minister gave them a piece of candy to remind them about the shepherd and about how excited that they were about what? What were the shepherds excited about? Sam? Jesus coming. So this Christmas, when you look at candy canes, I want you to think about those kids and what that music minister was trying to teach them. And what I hope that you learn is that, yes, you're going to be excited about what happens on Christmas Day, but the most exciting thing is just what the shepherds were excited about. Jesus was here. That's pretty cool. Can you pray with me? God, we thank you for your love, and you showed your love in Bethlehem so many years ago. And just like these candy canes remind us, your shepherds were excited to go and to see that Jesus had been born. Let that be the thing that we're most excited about. The presents are going to be good, and all the food's going to be good. But God, the most exciting part of Christmas is Jesus is here. Help us to remember that every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, who wants a candy cane? All right. Go back to your seat. Make sure you eat these later, okay? Don't eat them during Pastor Raymond's sermon. Okay. Yep. There you go. There you go.
service.
I know. There's one. There's one. There's one. There you go. Merry Christmas. There you go.
Let's continue our prayer to God and go to Him as a people at Christmas. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for these precious children, the ones here this morning, the ones that are back in the nursery, the ones elsewhere. We can sense their excitement about Christmas and their energy and enthusiasm, Lord, and it's such a blessing to see. Lord, we have that same excitement. Maybe we're older. Maybe we don't show it as much. Maybe our smiles aren't quite as big, but we do have that same excitement, and that's the way we feel about Christmas. And it is because that you gave us the greatest Christmas gift of all, the original Christmas gift, by sending your Son. And Lord, we may not show it enough, but we do have that excitement and we do have that thankfulness. And that's the way that we want to celebrate Christmas this week. We have long to-do lists and we have some tasks this week, Lord, that probably seem very silly to you and very important to us. Help us to focus our hearts and minds on you. Because not only is your gift what this week is all about, but when it's Christmas, Lord, we are more aware of who you are. And because of that, we are more aware of who we are as children of God, created in your image to serve you. And that's something, Lord, that there's just no other way to be but excited. Lord, help us to embrace the gift this week, to seek you, to go to you, to run to you this week, to know what you have for us, what you have for our lives, our families, our service. And help us to share the gift, Lord, because this gift is just too good not to share. Help us to share the gift with our families that we spend time with this week. Help us to share the gift with our neighbors, the people that we pass on the street, the people of this community. Lord, lead us and guide us and help us to know how you want us to share the gift, to share the love of Jesus Christ, so that others may know what Christmas is all about. Others may feel that same excitement and enthusiasm and hope and peace and joy and love that we feel and that we celebrate today in worship and every day. Lord, we're mindful that there are people that are struggling this Christmas in physical ways, in emotional ways. There are people among us that have lost loved ones this year, Lord, and their Christmas is going to be much different. We lift them up to you that they may feel your strength and your warmth like never before, and that you will watch over them and keep them safe in your care and give them strong memories as they remember their loved ones at Christmas. We know that some are physically hurting and they won't be able to be a part of some of the things they would like to be a part of or be able to go and do some of the traditions that have been so important to them. Lord, we also lift them up to you and ask that you just touch them and keep them and bless them. And their Christmas may be different this year, but we ask that it will be equally significant in other ways. And we ask that you help us to reach out to those individuals and help them know that they are loved by us, loved by their church, and loved by people that care about them. Lord, thank you for blessing us with this excitement and this energy. Thank you for blessing us with the knowledge of Jesus Christ and this incredible season that we have to celebrate the gift that you gave us long before we were born. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We offer our energy and our enthusiasm and our excitement today to you in worship. And we pray and ask that you will draw us close this week, that this may be the most powerful Christmas week that we've ever experienced, and that one that we dedicate to you. It is in your Son's name that we pray on Christmas. Amen.
Would you pray with me, please? Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave us this beautiful gift of your Son. And Father, today we bring our gifts to you. And I pray that throughout this season, with all the decorations and all the pretty things that are around us, that they will be dim in comparison to the love that we have in our hearts, and that we will use that love and shine forth to those who are in need around us, and that we will use the gifts that you have given us to help someone else, and that above all things, your name will be glorified. Use these offerings to your kingdom, Lord. We love you and we thank you. Amen.
Thank you. channels. That was beautiful. I told Jason after the call of worship, the ding-a-ding-a-ding, I said, if the channels entered the sing-off, I think they do really well. But if they ever had a ding-off, you're a winner. You're a hands-down winner. That's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. I love the music of Christmas. I love the music of Christmas. It sets the tone for the celebration that we experience as believers. And as we've gone through Advent this year, we've been doing a series called The Confessions of Christmas. And this morning, we want to continue in that vein and look at the angel's Christmas confession. It will be coming from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 18. So I invite you to take your Bible. I'll be reading from that, and then I'll be referring back to it. So if you can just keep your Bible open there. As Jason says so often, you know, we come together and worship. If for some reason you didn't bring your Bible with you, that's okay. There's one right there in the pew in front of you. You're welcome to take that one and follow along with me as I read. This is Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. It's just like God to announce the greatest news to those whom society typically overlooks. You see, the shepherds were considered the lowest of the low in first century Judea. Yet in spite of their low standing in the eyes of men, God favored them and blessed them by including them in the unfolding events of the very first Christmas. For the shepherds, the first Christmas probably started as just another day. Going to the field, watch the sheep, fight off all the wild animals. Probably just another night, get the sheep down, keep watch for more wild animals. Yet in the midst of the ordinary, God broke through in supernatural glory. Luke puts it this way, and since he's the only one who puts it, he's the only one that tells the Christmas story, we read his account. And it says, "Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." Now, notice what the angel said in his first Christmas, in his Christmas confession on that first Christmas to the shepherds of Bethlehem. First, he said, because they were terrified, he said in verse 10, "Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid." Verse 10, we hear that over and over again through the Christmas account. All this fear. Fear seemed to be a common response to the angel's appearance. Yet at the same time, you know, we need to understand that fear was a common experience all through the first Christmas. Let's review what we know. We know Mary, no doubt, feared the ostracism of those who did not understand her special circumstances. Joseph, no doubt, feared the responsibility that came from taking a woman who was already pregnant. The fear of raising that child, the fear of keeping Mary safe until she could have that child. Herod was afraid. Herod was afraid he was going to be displaced. And we know from Scripture, when Herod was afraid, all of Jerusalem was uneasy. Good reason for that. You know, because Jerusalem feared Herod and his cruelty. So when he's uneasy, they're uneasy. The wise men feared Herod's wrath. And now we see here the shepherds were afraid. They were terrified when the angel of the Lord appeared to them. From whatever source fear comes in this story, the declaration of the angel is always, do not be afraid. That's the first part of the confession. The second is that the angel proclaimed the good tidings, the good news of great joy for all people. It's in verse 10 again. This message, this good news would result in great joy for everyone. The extent of this good news would be to the entire human race. The point is, this event produced great joy for the entire human race, not just the predestined few, not just a select few. That's not a misprint. Luke records it as it was proclaimed for all. Third, the angel announced that a Savior had been born this day, that very day in Bethlehem, the city of David, and he is Christ the Lord. The angel is pretty specific. He's very specific in his announced confession. Here's what the angel said. The who of the confession is Christ the Lord. The where of the confession is Bethlehem. The when of the confession is today. And the what of the confession is that a Savior is born. Notice the angel was pretty clear that the baby is the Christ. The word means the pronounced Messiah and Lord, a term that was reserved for deity. In other words, this baby is God invading earth and the human race in the form of an infant. The fourth part of the confession by the angel is, here's how you can find him. In verse 12, the angel described the unique circumstances of Jesus' first hours and days as an infant. He says, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And Luke says, this will be a sign unto you. He says, this is your sign. You'll find him there. In short, God was giving the shepherds a ringside seat at the most phenomenal event to date in human history. That's awesome. That's good news. And after a great finale of praise, the shepherds acted on their newfound knowledge. Scripture tells us that they said, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that's come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And then they concluded, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Luke also noted that upon their return to Bethlehem, look at verse 17, it says, they made widely known the saying that was told them concerning this child. They told people about Jesus. Then he recorded the reaction of those who heard the good news of Jesus. It says, they marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. So what's our problem? Why aren't we out telling the good news about this child who grew in wisdom and in stature and favor with God and man, who took on the sins of the world on the cross to fulfill his mission as Messiah, Savior, Lord of all? Why don't we tell that good news? I think in light of the confession of the angel, the angel has several things to say to us too, not just the shepherds, but to us. The first thing I think the angel would tell us is that God cares for the overlooked. God cares for the dispossessed, the outcast, the nobodies of this world. And whereas the world may have assessed these shepherds as of no value, God thought enough of them to invite them to the Savior's birth. Here are people created in the image of God, for whom Christ would die. Perhaps we're all reminded that God gives grace to the humble. Secondly, I think the angel's announcement would remind us that the gospel, the good news, is for all people. All have sinned. All are lost. All are separated from God because of their sin. And the good news is that now all people have the hope of a Savior available to them. The gospel is good news. The gospel is good news for everyone. Some will receive it. Many will not. Our responsibility is to proclaim it. Thirdly, we can see from the angel's confession that God keeps his promises. Scripture contains numerous prophecies. Scripture contains promises about a coming Messiah. Micah chapter 5 verse 2 is fulfilled here. But what is true for this one prophecy is true for hundreds of others. God keeps his promises. He keeps his promises to me. He keeps his promises to you. God keeps his promises. Hear that word this morning. And finally, if you want to know God, he will help you find him. When the shepherds heard the good news, they wanted to see and know Jesus. They wanted to go and experience the Savior. And the Father gave them specific instructions on how to find the Savior. He'll do the same for you. He has done the same for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise be to God.
Oh,
The invitation is for you today. If you're here and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you may know all kinds of information about Him, but you don't have a relationship, a personal relationship with Him. Today is your day. I'll be here. We're going to stand and sing in just a moment. I'll be here. I'll be glad to share with you how you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're here and you say, well, I have a personal relationship, but I've lost my focus. You know, and through the music and through the spoken and read word, I realize that Christmas time is about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And through the rest of this week and through the rest of this season, I'm going to be a little more focused on that. That's a wonderful decision that you can make this morning. That's a wonderful call upon your life that maybe the Father is placing there. You can certainly do business with Him where you are. You can pray and talk with Him there. The altar will be open here. If you want to come to the stage area and pray, you're welcome to do that. I'll be glad to speak with you if you'd like that. If you're here this morning, you'd like to be a member of College Park, there's many ways we receive members. I'll be glad to talk with you about that. Whatever your decision is, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now. Dear gracious Father, we thank You for the love, the gift that of love that You give us, the gift of love that You gave us in Your Son, Jesus Christ, the gift of love that You give us each day as Your Spirit walks with us, directs us our path, guides our steps, corrects us, and gives us the power for living a life that would give glory to You. We thank You for all these things in the name of Your precious Son, Jesus. Please be seated.
God rest in marriage. soul from Satan's fall when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds from tidings of the same. How sad in the garden was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord we praise, as all you will in this place. And with your love and brother, we'll enjoy in our embrace. There's one of these in us.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.